reprocessing then is the worst of the worst situation. You have got organic solvent, organic compounds, you've got nitric acid. Now remember that nitric acid is a strongly oxidizing acid. When it hits an organic compound, it rips it apart, generates a lot of heat, and NO2 gas violently reacts. The radiochemical processes, by definition, generate heat. So any heat then increases the speed of reaction. And so you're dealing with alpha decay, beta decay, and gamma decay. So anybody getting close to this is in some serious trouble. And the situation then is highly undesirable unless you design your plant very carefully at the start. So in the case of that Purex plant then, there wasn't a good design at the start. They're now trying to have to deal with the fact that people literally did the situation where they just dumped things out in some big vat at the back and went, oh, we'll fix that up sometime in the past, sometime in the far distant future. So our spent fuel rod then contains a large amount of non-useful, highly radioactive nuclides. The sort of things that will be present are strontium 90 was the one that was in the news a lot when Chernobyl went off. Strontium 90 then substitutes for calcium. It's in the same group in the periodic table. This guy then has got a half-life of 28 years, so it's emitting then at a high frequency. And because it's in your bones, this is really not a good thing for heme synthesis and stuff like that. So that was why all of a sudden everybody was ordered not to drink milk and stuff like that in the UK after the Chernobyl accident. Cesium, obviously, sitting in alkali metals, is also not a good thing to have a radionuclide with a short half-life